Okay, we pick up the daily halacha, halachas of Elul. We're discussing the halachas of Erev Rosh Hashanah. So on Slichos, a lot of times what will happen is we know that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Tachanun. So on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Tachanun because we're batuach that it's a happy day. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a sweet new year. So the shaila is, what about Slichos that you already finished after it's already daytime? So over here, the Mechaber, Yomir Achamim, he paskids that over here that you would say Tachanun at the end of Slichos. However, obviously during Shacharis, we do not say Tachanun. And Lam Natzeach is a Shaila. Lam Natzeach, Yam Tashem B'Yom Tzara. So the Levush and the Eli Rabba, Mati Ephraim, they all say that we would say it. However, the Kaf HaChaim brings a Machlokas, and he says, Nara Pashte, that those in B'nai Sfarad who don't say it. And anyway, there's a lot of people who have the Sfaradim, who have the Minog anyway, that they don't say Yam Tashem B'Yom Tzara on any day which they don't say Tachanun. So then, for sure, they wouldn't say it. But Ashkenazim, where we do say Lam Natzeach on days where we say Tachanun, only where we don't say Kelar HaChapayim, and Lam Natzeach, usually we assume those two go together, and that's on days like on Chol HaMoed, or days of Yisru Chag is actually a Shaila even. So there's different days that we wouldn't say Lam Natzeach, but here it seems that Minog Ashkenazim is to say Lam Natzeach on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, we don't blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and even the night before, it's ra'oi, it's brought down in the Be'er Heitev that you shouldn't blow the shofar. And the reason is brought down, there's two reasons given, is that one is that we want to be mafsik between the tekiyos of Rishus and the tekiyos of Chova. And another explanation brought down is that we want to be me'arev of satan. So the nafkamina could be between the two of them is if you are blowing to learn, if to practice, you're practicing the learning, you're practicing the shofar for the day before. If it's for the satan, maybe he's going to learn. He's going to see that you're blowing the shofar. So shayla exactly what this means to confuse the satan. But either way, so over here the sefer me'marachamim, he is makel on if someone is practicing on erev Rosh Hashanah. If it's in a closed place where people aren't going to see him, it's not before Esya, he thinks that there shouldn't be an issue. Again, there are those who are machmir, but he goes he's so same lakula. Now, there is a minug based on the tour. The tour writes that he says that it's a minug. Noagim kulam lis'anos ad mincha. That's the lesson of the tour, and it's based on the midrash. The midrash says mashal. For what it's why there's a reason to fast in Erev Rosh Hashanah, as mashal madar domer, that there was a king and there was a town that didn't pay their taxes. So they didn't pay their taxes properly. So the king was announcing that he was coming to the town. So the people who were smart came before the king even came to beseech on beseech on behalf of the town that he should remove the tax that he laid on them, that it's too heavy, they can't pay that much, and they asked him for forgiveness. Then there was the king came into the town, so then the regular people started realizing, also begging the king for lowering the taxes. And then there was the moment when the king was at the end of the gate, leaving the city, about to leave. So then the simpleton realized this is the last opportunity to beg from the king to forgive them for the taxes they have to pay. So they also beseech the king. And the nimshal is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, and he's coming, and we have also the taxes and things and the averus and everything that we did this year to that we've done wrong. So what we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have the tzaddikim and the I don't say better people, but the people realize already they're ready before the king gets to the city gates. We ask him for forgiveness, and that's the people on Erev Rosh Hashanah fasting and asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness. And the Lashon Midrash, I think, also is Hashem will forgive one third of the averus, and then we have a tzom gedali in the middle of Aseret Yehuda. That's when the Melech Basad Hashem is mamash here to show Hashem be mitzvah, because all learns out is the pasuk is a reference to we say it on fasting. That's a reference to the yamim being the Aseret Mitzvah being Rosh Hashanah. Kippur. So Hashem is mamash here. So then those people wake up and they realize they have to do tshuva, and they fast and do tshuva as well. And then the last moments is Yom Kippur, and all the days, the 40 days of culminating of all of Elul, this man of tshuva, our gzar din is being nechtam. Everyone realizes, even the mahonan, every single person realizing Hashem forgives us for that as well. So this midrash indicates that there's a big inyan to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's the lesson of the midrash the Torah is quoting. That's where the Torah is getting it from. So the people, many fast until Mincha. They don't fast the whole day. They fast only until Mincha. That's how the Bir Alacha in Siman Tavkuf Samech Beis. If Beis quotes that it's Misani Velo Mashlimin, he says it would be until Mincha Gedola. However, the Magen Avraham is more Machmir. He says until Plaga Mincha. So that is the Shaila. Nowadays it seems that many people would fast until either Chatzos or Mincha Gedola. And that is a minhag that a lot of people have. And if that's the case, they would still be allowed to say Aninu in Shema Kalinu. They wouldn't say a bracha b'fnatzah because the chazan is not saying it if you're not planning on finishing the fast. But you would be allowed to say Aninu b'yom tam taniseinu in the Shema Kalinu. And again, the reason is that when you do tshuva, Hashem is going to be forgiving us. And you don't need to do a Kabbalah. Usually, there's Kabbalah's tainus. If a person is taking a fast, let's say Erev Rosh Chodesh is the beginning to fast, LP Kabbalah. So a lot of people will fast. So then you need to do Kabbalah's tainus. Because there, it's not something that you normally would have thought you're going to accept. However, here, the Mishnah Berurah points out, in Sifkat and Tanzayin over there, in Tafka Fe Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't need a Kabbalah's tainus because it's already Mikoach Leminag. Everyone knows that we fast. And so that's what, again, we pointed out, that you can say Aleinu, but we're not Mashlin. So there are those who are Mekil, the Shelas Yavetz, and the Prima Gadam quotes this way, that just to do until Mincha, until Chatzos rather, even before Mincha, and then obviously you wouldn't say Aneinu because you already broke your fast. That is another Aneinu that people do. I think I remember the Sfardim, they announced that when I was in America last year for Rosh Hashanah, they do by plug, and I think they did Kriyas HaTorah, I think. I don't remember if they were being Mashlim. But that's, I think they also accept this minag to do it upon themselves. So now, when you wake up before, let's say you wake up before Los HaShachar, because a lot of people are saying Slichos very early that day anyway. So then, we're knowing that you shouldn't eat. You should only have, only drink whatever is necessary. You should have some water, tea, or coffee without any sugar. That's a shayla, but sugar, I'm not going to add to that before davening. But Be'etzem, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, we're knowing not to eat at that point. And obviously, after Elul Shachar, then the fast mamish begins. You should really not be eating until Chatzos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with a little two more halachas about the finishing of the fast and the Sudas Mitzvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah. If you go to Bris, is a minhag still chal. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow is daily halacha.